In this week's parsha, we find the pasuk that Avram says to Ephron when buying Maros Hamahil, "Nasati kesef azadeh kach mimeni," where he uses the lashon of kicha in referring to kesef, and the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin learns from there. How do we know that isha nikna shlosha drachim kesef sharubia? How do we know kiddusha kesef, which is what we do, right? The chasen gives the kala a ring which is worth money, and thus does the Kiddushin, because it says ki yikach ish isha, and it says nasati kesef kach mimeni. So we see that kicha refers to kesef. So on a simple pshat level, this seems like a very strange approach that kesef is you buy things, kicha, saying ki yikach ish isha, so therefore you can buy like any other commodity which you pay money for. But Mefarshim point out that if you think a little about the specific pasuk that's used here, we're not just talking about stam buying things in the shuk. This is number one, this is the parsha of Avram and Maaros HaMachpelah. Why did Avram, if you think of the pasuk, why did Avram pay money for Maaros HaMachpelah? They offered it to him for free. He didn't have to pay money to buy it, right? Ephron said you can have it. You can have it for free, and the people Bnei Chais said you can have it free. He insisted on buying it. Why did he insist on buying it? Because he wanted Maaros HaMachpelah to be something, a place where the Jews would have a permanent connection. To be a place that was part of our eternal Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that if you get something for free, it's not that meaningful. It's not that meaningful. Your kesher to something that you don't invest in is not that strong. If you pay for something, then you're really connected to it. And if you sacrifice for something, you gave for something, then that creates a real connection that lasts forever. And maybe part of the remez here is that, Isha niknes b'kesef asad ekach mimeni b'kesef, that likewise, why don't a husband marry a chas marry a kala just for free because they love each other? No, the husband starts with investing. He has to give something. When you give, like Maaros HaMachpelah, it makes it more meaningful, it makes it more valuable when you have to work for something, because in all of marriage, one has to work and give in order to really make it something. In addition, they point out, Rav Hirsch points out, that what was Avram buying here? He wasn't just buying the future achuz of Am Yisrael, Zionist Maaros HaMachpelah. There's another aspect also. In the short run, he was buying a proper place to bury Sarah. What he was doing was showing his dedication to Sarah by wanting to bury her in the most special, holiest place. Perhaps he knew what the Medrash says, that it was a makom kivur Adam and Chava, and all of the other unique things that the Medrash says about the Pesach of Gan Eden and Maaros HaMachpelah. He wanted to bury Sarah in the best, most special place possible and not compromise for second best in one of the holiest places in the entire world. Even after she passed away, he still, his dedication to Sarah was not diminished even in the slightest. And maybe that's ki yikach ish isha. That, what did Avram, what do we learn from? We learn that Avram, he was willing to commit himself that whatever was necessary to respect Sarah properly, he was willing to give even if it cost money. And perhaps that's also why does the chassan give the kala something of value to begin this kiddushin, because part of the kiddushin is the commitment that the husband is, that the chassan is willing to give for whatever the wife needs in order to respect properly. He's willing to give and not only to take, and that's nasati kesef azadeh kach mimeni, especially in light of the diuk that the Brisker Rav discusses in the letters in the back of the Chiddushei Griz al Rambam. That is clear in the Rambam. The Brisker Rav discussed the exact formulation, hana, kesef shel hana, hana, that in normal kinyan kesef azadeh, it's enough to just give money. The Brisker Rav explains from the Rambam, and then he gets into detail, that when it comes to Kedusha Isha, it's not enough to just give money. It has to be Kesef Shel Hana in his understanding, that the husband really has to give Hana to the wife. It's not just a formal act of giving money. There has to actually be, the husband has to give something up to make the wife's life better, to improve her, to supply her needs and give her something that she's going to benefit from. And ultimately, that's the best way to start a marriage. It's not going to the shuk and buying buying a liter of milk. But the husband starts by saying, Nasati kesef asadeh kach mimeni. Avraham, he took money out of his pocket and he did what was necessary in order to respect Sarah and in order to give her whatever she needs, even after she was in the Olam HaEmes and she could no longer respond that he no longer needed anything from her and there was no more tit for tat and he wasn't going to get anything from her in exchange, he was still remained with his dedication. So we start with the nesinas, kesef shalana, that the husband starts on the right foot of respecting his wife, wanting to invest to make an eternal, long-lasting relationship, and realizing that it's his tafka to emulate Avram Avinu and be willing to sacrifice himself in order to give the to be mahane, in order to make sure that she has whatever she needs and whatever would be proper for her. And in fact, I think that anyone who looks back to Avram Avinu in this week's parsha will be starting off their marriage, Be'ezus Hashem, on the right foot.